in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Rebel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in, touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Well, the draft is done, but the draft conversation continues, and we're going to roll right through the show with more talk about what the Browns did over the weekend, what they're doing now in adding more players, the undrafted free agent signings, very important phase of the player acquisition. We'll get into that. The player acquisition process doesn't go to sleep just because these are guys who haven't been drafted. In fact, the argument can be made that some of your more important moves are made now with these guys. Acquiring the names that you aren't going to recognize and say, who is this? And is he just camp fodder? No, in many instances, it'll be much more than that when you see what these guys do. Right now, the names might not mean a thing to you, and they probably don't. But unless you're, again, that real intense draft nick, and we know we've got those in our audience. But generally speaking, it'll be, who's this guy? Until you see the guy do something, get involved, become a Tayshaun Gibson, as an example, an undrafted player who steps in and starts to do something on the field, starts to make an impact for you. They're not trivial moves. They're not trivial moves. 15 undrafted free agents, how's this for a stat, are in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. 15. That's more than the number of Heisman Trophy winners in the hall. That's more than top overall picks in the draft in the hall. So let that kind of swish around in your brain. Anyway, we're going to talk about what this team has done and what they're doing. Mike Lombardi, the general manager of the Browns, will join us, as will Bernie Kosar. We're going to hear from the quarterback, get his take on the moves that the Browns made. Interesting ones, controversial ones, trading those fourth and fifth round picks away, trading with the Steelers. Wow. And that, we know we've talked a lot about that, and I've been on the air, even though it wasn't on this particular show, but over the weekend, on Saturday with KNR, with the different shows, and it was amazing to have KNR and all of us in the field house for that stretch of time covering the draft. Lots of action going on there. So this, again, is just a continuation of that conversation. Devone Bess, the new wide receiver for the Browns, will be with us by phone. He did a conference call with the media. He does a one-on-one with Cleveland Browns Daily. And your questions, your comments, the ones that you submit to our official Facebook, Twitter pages, Browns Daily Twitter page, at Browns underscore daily, yours truly, at VICCARUCCI. Email daily at clevelandbrowns.com. So many ways to express yourself. Chris from Facebook expresses himself this way on Barkevious Mingo. Says he's not done much dropping into coverage. Nope, he hasn't. He hasn't. He was a defensive end at LSU. We know that. And his role in that defense was mostly just take off after the quarterback, do the traditional things an end does, occasionally dropped into coverage in that defense, but nowhere near what he's going to do in a 3-4. So that's part of a learning curve for him. And he admitted as much during his news conference on Friday in Berea, where he talked about that being something he's got to work on, among other things that he has to as a rookie. So you're right, Chris. He hasn't done much of it. Doesn't mean you don't draft him. Doesn't mean you don't have success with that kind of player dropping into coverage, because athletically, the way he's built, as light as he is, and that is a bothersome thing to some people, 237, how much more weight can he add? He was a track and field athlete, so you've got to see and try to project how much more weight he can comfortably put on that is obviously more muscle than anything else, and how that affects how he moves, because dropping into coverage is movement. Jason from Facebook says, our quarterback is fine. As a rookie, he broke 4 of 6 rookie franchise records, mostly held by Bernie Kosar. He's in his second year and will get better, but needs a star wideout to throw to. Our running back's a beast. The O-line is average. Defense, getting to the quarterback is a must. And he talks about this kid being Barkevious Mingo's fast, 10-foot wingspan, on and on. Yeah, I think, Jason, your quick summary of where the Browns are post-acquisition of Mingo is right on. And I think it's fair to say that Brandon Whedon, because there is no quarterback drafted here, gets his chance. Doesn't mean that you can't acquire a quarterback somehow, somewhere. But I think the chances of that happening are greatly reduced now, and we are arriving at a place where this will be Brandon Whedon's job to lose, where he's going to compete, but he's going in with the chance to win it. And I think your points, again, about what he did last year, that gets washed away very quickly in the discussion of he didn't do enough and he threw more interceptions and touchdowns, and all of that is true. And there's nothing really to defend there. He's got to get better. He's got to make strides, and he's got to be the fit with this offense. This is a different deal. Brandon Whedon might as well be in rookie year number two. There's certain things he has going for him from having been in the league for a year. Certain intangibles, the leadership thing, the confidence thing, those are fine. As a football player who has to understand and know what he's doing, it's the reset button has been hit. This is a different coaching staff, a different scheme, one that probably suits his skills, definitely suits his skills better. But it doesn't mean that there isn't a learning curve involved here, because there is one. And as far as the receiver position, it got better with the addition of Devon Best. Not a superstar, not a tremendous difference maker, but fills two needs, one being the veteran presence that we often hear this team talked about, but more important, people have talked about it needing at receiver, young receiving core. But more importantly, he'll contribute, and that contribute as a slot guy where there was a hole there. And I think he fills that nicely. All right, we're just getting this rolling. In 2 minutes, you're going to hear from the general manager of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Lombardi. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you for this full hour on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The best deals of the year have been extended at Liberty Ford. Get 0% financing for 60 months on our huge selection of 2013 Fords. Or lease the best-selling Fusion or Escape for only $189. Your choice, only $189. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Stop running around. Discount Drug Mart West Valley Plaza is now open at the corner of Marks Road and Route 303 in Brunswick Hills. That's right, Discount Drug Mart is now in your neighborhood, saving you the runaround on health and beauty, groceries, frozen foods, fresh produce, fresh meat and deli, cold beer, fine wine, greeting cards, DVD rentals, and much, much more. Plus, save on generic prescriptions starting at just $1.99. Stop in today at the new Discount Drug Mart West Valley Plaza at the corner of Marks Road and Route 303. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
Hi, I'm Trent Richardson of the Cleveland Browns. I work hard and I make a lot of choices every day. Here's the easy one. I go to Subway restaurants where I can get a choice of better for you subs. Subway has all the options I like all in one place. And the best part, I can change it up depending on my mood. I can choose any of the 8 subs for under 6 grams of fat, like the turkey breast and ham, piled high with all the veggies I need. Or I can add double meat to my favorite, steak and cheese, to fuel up for my bone-crushing workouts. Subway, the official training restaurant of Trent Richardson and you.
Additional charge for double meat.
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today. Access to the best care is easy, with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today, 216-444-CARE, or visit clevelandclinic.org.
Freeze in full bloom this spring at Rebel. Now get a free month of nationwide, no contract, unlimited everything with any smartphone activation. No compromising, just great savings. Rebel Wireless. Come save with us. Limited time offer. Requires activation on a $45 smartphone plan.
Why should men shop at TJ Maxx and Marshalls? 1. You can get all the awesome brand names. 2. You can get them for less than department stores, and that's awesome. 3. You'll look stylish and awesome. 4. She'll think you look awesome. 5. You'll actually be awesome, which is awesome. So head to TJ Maxx and Marshalls and get all the awesome brands for men. 2 stores, 2 awesome ways to score. Find a store near you at awesomeforless.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
Take me out to the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack.
I don't care if I ever get back for a
treat. Root, root for the Indians.
If they don't win, it's a shame.
Or it's one,
two,
three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
It's Sugardale Dollar Dog Night on Friday, May 3rd, when the Indians face the Minnesota Twins. Buy early and save at Indians.com.
It's a Football Monday. Vic Carucci with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Browns fans unite. Season tickets are on sale now. Be part of the tradition of Cleveland Browns football live at First Energy Stadium. Great seat locations are open in the general seating bowl and club level. For more information on new Browns season tickets, visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. And this segment is brought to you proudly by Quaker Steak and Lube. Joining us now is Browns General Manager Mike Lombardi after an extremely busy weekend, and the work I know is still not done, still in the throes of bringing aboard some undrafted free agents. But let's go back to the draft and your general big picture view of how things went. How close to or on the plan was everything that happened?
Well, I think it was important to add players that we felt like had the characteristics both on and off the field that could help the Browns as we build forward and move forward. And I think that was accomplished, along with trying to be proactive and looking over a larger portion of where we're going next year. You know, to walk out of the draft with good players and also have a third and a fourth round pick going into next year's draft are good assets to have as we kind of start to add more building blocks to the team.
And as you start with Barkevious Mingo, just looking at the type of player he is, it just seems like there's a chance right off the bat to have someone who can make an impact, even if he's not out there starting, and I'm sure that would be the first hope. But the type of athlete he is, the type of role he could play, those types of players, pass rushers with speed and athleticism, can really make a quick impact.
You know, along with Paul Kruger, who we signed, and Jabal Sheard, I think both those guys will add a dimension to our defense that we need. I think it's important to understand the NFL is about, you know, finding a way to stop the passer, and when you have rushers, that seems to be the best way. So Mingo, along with Sheard, and along with Kruger, give us guys that we feel like can get after the passer, and Quinton Groves, we've added, that has done that before in the past. So I think it's a combination of all the factors.
When you studied Barkevious, what was the first thing or main thing that jumped out at you that really locked it into your collective mindset to make him the pick?
Well, I think he loves football. That's really important. He's passionate about football. He was relentless in his effort, whether it was accomplished in terms of finishing the play or making the play. He was after, I think, the football, his personality showed up on the field, which was really good. And then his athleticism showed up on the field. It's one thing to have really good athleticism in a workout. It's another thing to find it on the field. And I think Mingo has all the passion. He's the kind of person we want. And he has that combines him to his being on the field playing.
Leon McFadden, an interesting guy for a lot of reasons. I think the thing that really jumps out at me is the football acumen, the intelligence, the instincts that he brings, because this is not an easy defense to play, especially for a cornerback, and it would seem to enhance his chances of making an impact as a rookie just because of what he's got above the shoulder pads.
Well, you know, it's hard as rookies to come in the league and start a corner, so that's a challenge that awaits him, but I think he does combine the instincts and the awareness to play the position. He was a receiver. He has really good hands, and he's had a lot of starts at San Diego State. When you're a four-year starter, you're collecting a lot of games and a lot of situations where you learn in a passing league where you can learn more about the concepts of the game. So, I mean, the challenge lies ahead of him, and, you know, he's going to have to play. He's got some competition with Buster Skrine. He's got competition, you know, all over the place with Chris Owens. So I think it's important that he comes in, learns the defense, and competes at the highest level.
To have those two deals that you made for future picks in rounds 4 and 5, I get the plan of trying to stockpile for next year, but as a general manager and as someone who I'm sure wants to bring players in and have that tangible guy in and see what he looks like, how tough was it for you to mentally kind of deal with that you didn't get players there this year?
Well, you know, I mean, they're all assets, and so we just basically keep collecting assets. And I think ultimately the draft is a collection of your assets. It's a way to, as Joe Banner has talked about, it's a way to build a team. It's not necessarily a way to collect talent, and I think that's what we're trying to do. And so the players that you pick have to be instrumental in helping you build a team, and having a 3 and a 4, they'll go a long way in helping us continue to build a team. So, you know, for one moment there is, you know, you can fill out your depth chart, but you also may not, that player may not actually fill it out and be the starter. So, you know, I think it's important that you set yourself up for the future, but most importantly, build a team.
Mike Lombardi, general manager of the Browns, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And it was interesting, Joe Banner talked about this on Saturday, where he said the making a trade within the division, making this deal, this very unusual deal with the Steelers, just because it's been 40-some-odd years since the last one was made between those teams, division rivals, that you don't have trepidation doing that. He doesn't, because you could look at the approach that if you can get the better of the deal against the divisional opponent, that that puts you further ahead than against the non-division opponent. Explain some of that thinking, too, from your mindset. And before you went into that deal, was there still a deep breath taken saying, okay, we're going to do business with the Steelers?
No, I think, you know, when you're in the draft, you can't cut down, and you can't cut down teams you're willing to make trades with. And if it's the trade that works work well for you, then you've got to make it. And I think Pittsburgh's worried about their team, and we're worried about our team, and we're just going to concentrate on making the Cleveland Browns better. Obviously, we know Pittsburgh has great historic franchise. They've won a lot of championships in the North, and we have to compete with that. And I think that's the challenge more than the significance of an individual trade.
And clearly, you know something about next year's draft. I mean, at least in general terms, about the kinds of players that will be there to give you the faith that having third and now fourth round picks that you wouldn't have had previously, to have those for next year's draft is a plus.
You know, I think the formula has proven out to work. I think the more picks you can collect, it gives you more assets in a draft where assets matter. So I think that's, Joe's done this in Philadelphia before to much success, and I think it's something that a lot of teams in the league copied and have had success doing it. And I think it's something that's going to be part of the fabric of the Browns for a while.
And Mike, is part of the thinking too that you had some younger assets already in place here, that there were players who are extremely young on this team, extremely young team that was fielded last year, that that you can perhaps draw from and work into your plan going forward?
Well, you know, you make every decision based on the significance of the impact of that trade, and I think we felt like that trade really benefited us, so we made it without looking over the larger spectrum of the deal. And I think that's how you have to make all deals. I think when you go back to your depth chart before you make a deal, you probably won't make the right deal, and I think you kind of keep it separate. And we made a deal we felt was worthwhile for our football team today and tomorrow.
When you talk about Jamar Slaughter, the safety from Notre Dame, and the Achilles injury that he has, when you make a choice like that, when you know the guy's got a serious medical thing, but you track it, and I, you know, he talks about being ready by training camp and so forth. What's most important, of course, is your medical read on this. How much, just discuss how that research is done and what allowed you to be comfortable with making that pick.
Well, Joe Sheehan, our trainer, does a great job. All the team doctors for the Browns do a great job of collecting the information and sitting down, going over the information with us, and not only predicting whether a guy's going to be healthy today, is what kind of future he can have with this type of injury. So we did a lot of research on this injury. It's interesting in terms of other players in the league that have had this injury and seeing where they can go and where they come back from. And I think you'll see in last recent years there have been some NFL players that have had it and have maintained their level of play, maintained their level of speed. So it gives you some comfort along with the medical. So you try to do research on every single angle before you make a decision.
And the final phase, of course, of this rookie talent acquisition in the process of to get these undrafted guys, explain your and the organization's approach to that.
Well, you know, free agency is another way to add players to your team and to build your team, and I think you try to do that. We don't take the attitude that we're just trying to fill out our camp roster. I think we take the attitude that we're looking for players that can come in and give us a competitive camp, that have a chance to develop, and we're willing to develop them because time is important for our coaches. So that was the mentality after the draft. We were trying to find guys that could do that, and hopefully we did.
And a lot of discussion before this draft that the Browns might end up with a quarterback somewhere along the line. That wasn't the case. Was it ever something that really was a strong consideration, or did the way the board fell dictate any of that, or did your just analysis say there really wasn't a quarterback anywhere that we wanted to draft?
Well, you know, everything's value in the draft, Vic, as you know. And, you know, the value has to meet the player. And we will always do every single quarterback in every draft moving forward. I think it's important that you know the quarterbacks, whether you have Tom Brady or whether you have Peyton Manning. It's important you know every single quarterback that's coming out of college because you're going to eventually play against them, and you better know their strengths and their weaknesses. And the only time to really study them up close and personal is when they're in college, and that's what we'll plan on doing.
And Joe Banner mentioned how this collection of players overall has to be viewed, and assets like the picks, that Devon Best has to be in this conversation. You acquire that receiver from Miami, and even though he's a veteran, he's part of this draft acquisition. Give me a sense of what you see in Devon, his skill set, and what he brings to the Browns.
Well, I think it's so easy to label Devon an inside receiver when you can really watch all the Miami tape last year, and he plays inside and outside. And he's been very productive, whether it was as a rookie coming out of the University of Hawaii, making the team as an undrafted free agent, to last year. So he's very productive with the ball in his hands. He makes tough catches. He goes inside and makes catches, so converts third down. So he'll have great opportunity here to show those talents, whether it's as an inside slot receiver or as an outside receiver. And I think he'll flourish. I mean, one thing about Best, he's always risen to the challenge, and I think he will.
The number one thing you want from the player is the production, of course, Michael. But from the standpoint of this receiver group being so young, it seems, too, that he fits the bill of the so-called veteran presence in the room.
Well, you know, that's always important, but I think with North Turner, a veteran presence in the room, and Rob Chizinski is the head coach, a veteran presence in the room, I think we have veterans, you know. It's important that we have good leadership at all levels, and I think with Norv and certainly with Rob as the head coach, we'll be able to make sure that the players understand what has to be done, whether they've been in the league 1 year or 10 years.
Mike, thank you so much.
Thanks, Vic.
He is Mike Lombardi, the general manager of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The best deals of the year have been extended at Liberty Ford. Get 0% financing for 60 months on our huge selection of 2013 Fords. Or lease America's best-selling truck, the F-150, for only $229. That's right, only $229 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
It just got hotter in Medina. At Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for over 20 flavors of award-winning sauces, voted Best Wings USA. But there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, sandwiches, salads, signature drinks, and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, including all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday and 60-cent bread and boneless wings on Wednesday. Great times, great food. Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, now open at 4094 Pearl Road in Medina.
Are you ready to make some big plays this season? Like growing your savings, buying a home, or even building a business? At First Merit Bank, we'd like to assist you with your goals, whatever they may be. So no matter what your next play is, we're ready to help you make it happen. It's your game plan. How can we help? First Merit Bank. You first. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
These days, everyone is looking for ways to save money. One idea is to get a free rate quote on your car insurance from GEICO. You could save 15% or more. It's a wonderful way to save money. And after that, if you're still looking for ways to save, here's another handy tip. To save money on clothing, do like me. Just don't wear any. And you'll also save money on dry cleaning.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And now, here's traffic.
The streets are jammed. I've never seen anything like it.
Where do you suppose these drivers are going?
It looks like, yes, it's a BP station.
Drivers are excited about new BP driver rewards. When they sign up, they receive an instant 10 cents per gallon reward. With every second fill up, they keep earning and saving 5 cents per gallon. Pick up a BP driver rewards brochure at BP to join now. Up to 20 gallons, terms and conditions apply. See bpdriverrewards.com for details.
Half Price Books in the month of April, a perfect fit.
When there's a world of new and used books on any subject, records, CDs, movies, games, and almost everything is half price or less, besides the old tax return, April definitely calls for a return to your neighborhood half-price books. Just think about what's happening in April. Jazz Appreciation Month and Record Store Day. Half Price Books has tons of vinyl, CD box sets, biographies of your favorite artists. It's also Confederate History Month, an amazing selection for every history buff. Earth Day, and just think how much Half Price Books has helped the environment by making great books we've enjoyed available to others. It's also Financial Literacy Month, so hurry to your neighborhood Half Price Books and learn just how much you can save on what you love to read, watch, or listen to. Half Price Books in North Homestead, Mayfield Heights, and Metter. To find out more about the store nearest you, visit halfpricebooks.com.
Bruce Hooley here, and it's time to start your plan of attack at Golf Tech. Now through May 29th, get to one of Golf Tech's four Northeast Ohio locations and receive a 60-minute swing evaluation for only $99. That's right, only $99. You'll be on your way to a better swing with Golf Tech's state-of-the-art training technology. Located East, West, Canton, and now in Brecksville, or get to golftech.com. It's Golf Tech's plan of attack sale. Proven path, proven results, Golf Tech.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Revel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hey, you get to see Clint Dempsey and Michael Bradley and the U.S. soccer team take on Belgium. That's on May 29th at First Energy Stadium. For tickets and info, visit ussoccer.com.
Bernie, Bernie, oh yeah, how you can throw. Yeah.
And he joins us on the Revel Wireless Hotline, as he does each week, Bernie Kosar. Bernie, so much to talk about with this draft. I mean, a lot of second-guessing, frankly, going on, especially with those back-to-back trades in rounds 4 and 5. And I know that that's maybe taken over the conversation, but I want to back it up to the very beginning, because I really haven't had your chance to weigh in on starting off with what this team did in round 1, going after Barkevius Mingo, going after an athlete, a pass rusher who has all the speed, all the dynamics that I think, and we talked about this right up to the draft, that if they went in this direction, this would make sense. So I think right off the bat, predictable, sensible first-round pick.
Well, me and you have been talking for months, and especially the draft week, about our enjoyment or our like of the way getting our front seven to get after the opposing team's quarterback. And, you know, I see some people saying, well, we had that position taken care of with Kruger and Jabal Sheard. But, and that may be true, but to have a guy, you can't have enough pass rushers. And with Mingo being younger, being 240 pounds, with that athleticism, I think it's something that you need to do. It's good to do, to be able to have guys that don't maybe have to play. He'll play, but doesn't have to carry the whole team, carry the whole boat, and has so much potential upside that it's something that, as a quarterback who's retired, who doesn't have to face that type of pass rush, it's something I think would be good to do.
Yeah, and I think from the standpoint of making sure that you've got enough people up front to get the job done, because there was this thought, okay, this would be a luxury pick. I don't see it that way, Bernie. As much as I think Jabal Sheard could make that transition from end to outside linebacker, it doesn't bother me to add another guy that you feel you know, even have more of a sense that he could be dynamic and he could make an impact. And he doesn't necessarily have to start off the bat or be an every down kind of player. I just would be happy to know that when you go to pass rush, you got Kruger coming off one side, you got this guy involved, and whoever else in the mix, including Sheard, tearing after the quarterback.
Absolutely. And again, with the long season and the new system and with Ray Horton's creativity, it's something that having that type of depth to get after it is something that I think is really going to be taken advantage of and a real asset for the Cleveland Browns, and especially the defense.
So now we go to round 3, and they pick up Leon McFadden, a cornerback from San Diego State. not the tallest guy, just over, I think, 5'9", but a very solid player. And you saw him when he came to Berea, a solid 193 pounds, just kind of thickly built kid. So I don't worry. I mean, I think the initial thought was, how's he going to handle the bigger receivers that he has to go against in the course of a season? That doesn't concern me. What I think is most important about this pick is that this is a very bright kid. This is a guy who handling what will be a complicated Ray Horton defense, where the corner, where especially a rookie corner, is going to be put in a lot of bad situations with all that zone blitzing. I think it requires a sense of awareness, of instinct, of just basic smarts, which this kid has to handle. And I think if you put another rookie in there, or almost any corner in there, and this would include Joe Hayden, that first year of that defense, there are going to be struggles at the corner position. I think you help minimize that a little bit by bringing in a guy with a high level of IQ that I think McFadden has.
Well, I agree. Plus, taking it one step further, the way the NFL, and maybe life, is going, where and it's the same with Mingo from Belgrade, Florida, down here. It's imperative, at least to me, and I think the Bill Belichick model has shown this out over the last decade, that with guys at your top of your team, the top of the draft, the leadership in the locker room, those are the ones that end up getting the biggest contracts, having the biggest expectations. And I think it's imperative that those kind of guys are your leaders, your smart guys. And I'm not saying anybody on the team's not smart, but the guys who work out the most, who are the good guys on and off the field, they set the example, and you decrease the statistical thing of a failure because they have good character and the money and the NFL lifestyle and things of that nature and all the credit and all the people that come around don't affect guys who have that type of stability within their own, I think, personal character. And I think we saw that with our first and third round pick, because I know there's been a lot of talk about some of the stuff on the later round picks. That's actually when you speculate.
Yeah, and that is a perfect transition to where we're going to go next. Bernie Kosar is joining us on the Rebel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Let's talk about the final day of this draft, really, when this team shocked a lot of people by trading out of rounds 4 and rounds 5 to upgrade those picks for next year, getting the third rounder for round 4 of this year and the fourth rounder for the round 5 of this year, but doing that first deal with the Steelers. And that's the one that I think people are having the toughest time to come to grips with. It is a bold move. It is a truly stunning thing to make a deal like that in your division with the Steelers, no less. I mean, Bernie, what was your first reaction to that?
My first reaction, and I want to say this right so I don't have a lot of people and through the country don't call me for more interviews on this, but my first reaction was, why the heck did Mike Holmgren and them not do that last year when we had all those picks? So we could have had more like that. When we had all those picks last year, I was like praying that we would be able to do some of that. Again, I want to keep talking about Ozzie or Bill Belichick or the Harbaughs up in Frisco. But those teams, that's what they do to build draft picks for the future. And last year would have set up this year even better. It's a tough situation with the scouting department still there, a new upper-level management, and guys getting to know each other. And when you don't know each other and you haven't had the whole year plus of analyzing that level of players, and I'm not trying to minimize or be critical of guys to get picked later or sign as undrafted free agents. But the way the league's going, those are things that you need to hit diamonds in the rough. And if you haven't, you know, if you're not exactly on the same page and you don't know pretty much for sure or have a good feeling, I really think it's I like trading for picks, higher picks next year with it, when you have time to really analyze where you're at, what your needs are, and who the guys are you could pick. Because, heck, you could pick guys to pick guys, and we all could talk about them today and feel good about them, and then we cut them in August, and they're gone. You know, so do not, if you don't think you got a conviction of somebody who could make your team, but not only just make your team, be a productive player, because you want to make guys who could, make plays for you. And if you don't have a solid conviction towards somebody right now, I really like the idea of getting higher picks next year.
Yeah, I think this was the ultimate case of trusting your evaluations, of believing so much in how you have players rated, how you had them rated throughout the draft, but particularly when you get into this tricky area of the bottom half of the draft and say, are we really getting value here? Is someone that we pick in round four or round five going to help us this year, or are they just going to be kind of camp fodder? And I think when they came to that conclusion, they were confident in dealing away the pick and confident in allowing the Steelers to do what they did and immediately pounce on their choice and go ahead and take a safety that, again, it was a neat area for the Browns, too. I mean, there's no denying that, Bernie, that the Browns were going into this draft thinking safety, and the safety they ended up getting in round six is coming off of an Achilles injury, so there is the question mark there. But I think it's also reflective of how they saw the bottom portion of this draft. Yeah, the Steelers were clearly in love with Shamarco Thomas from Syracuse to take him with that Browns pick, but the Browns knew he was there too and didn't see apparently what the Steelers saw in him, and that's fine. That's what you've got to trust. And then, as you mentioned, the baggage that is there with either injury in the case of the safety that the Browns took in round six, the other issues with the other players, off-field issues and whatever, down-the-line health issues, those are the things that you find when you get to the bottom part of the draft. There's a reason those guys are there.
Well, you know, the thing I love the most about football, and where sometimes in life outside of football, your personal life, it's you don't get that clarity. What's beautiful about football is it either works or it doesn't. You win or you lose. And making that trade with the Steelers, what a lot of people didn't like it. Some people liked it. The beautiful thing is we're going to watch it play out, and you can't hide it. And they're going to go out on the field, and Shamarco Thomas is either going to be a good player replacing Troy in Pittsburgh, or he's not. Where he's either going to make plays against us, or we're going to beat him like a drum. And that's such a beautiful clarity. It's so cut and dry that you're going to see what's right and wrong. And even like you said, even drafting guys for drafting guys' sake, to be camp guys that you whack at the cut-down date, more so you're seeing guys now like Victor Cruz, who was an undrafted free agent. You know, you're picking guys now. I think Baltimore had double-digit rookies on their team last year that won the Super Bowl. Well, they only had seven or eight picks last year. You know, yet they're finding guys at the end. When you have, if you don't believe a guy is going to be a playmaker for you, a difference maker, or even worse, a guy who will blow a game for you, then you don't, you know, you just don't want to take that risk if you can get a higher pick like that. And the beauty of football, again, like I started out with saying, we're going to get to see how it plays out because you can't hide in between the white lines.
Yeah, no, I think there's a lot to be said about that. And here's the other thing, Bernie, that comes into this equation. You have to trust that as the people who are shaping this roster, putting this together, you have to trust what you know about what you already had in place. So they've had ample time, months, to study who was already here and who is already on this team. A lot of young players. I mean, players that are still in their developmental stages of their careers. Now, you could decide that, well, there's really not much help here, that the previous drafters or people who acquired talent in one form or another didn't do such a good job. I don't think that's the case. I think there's actually a sense that there was a good core, young nucleus on this team that could be utilized. And that had to come into the thinking in saying we are not going to make picks this year in rounds four and five because we have guys available to us already who can fill those spots.
Well, again, that's where we talked before the draft, before the mini camp, before the draft, and the mini camp right after the mini camp of the 3 or 4 days where the new staff had a chance and some of the new front office people to evaluate what they had as a team. And it's not evaluating Joe Hayden and guys like that. It's evaluating that level of players who are younger, who need to step their game up, raise it up, and make plays to see if they think they fit into offensive system of North Turner or defensive system of Ray Horton. And you have an idea. Again, when you're not able to make contact and it's not physical, nothing's 100%. But you have to make those assumptions and those evaluations. And hey, even though they have had a few months to study and evaluate, in reality, football, you probably need more. So to not make picks for pick's sake, if you don't have the guy that you have in mind that fits into your system against what you have as players, you're probably better off. Most teams don't go this way, except a good one. So I'd rather have more picks than less next year when you have a whole year, not just 2 or 3 months to evaluate.
And how about the acquisition of Devon Bess, Bernie, a guy I know you know quite well. He played for the Dolphins, a slot guy who really fills a clear need in that position for this Browns offense.
Right, and you know, I've followed him a lot being down here in Florida and coming back and forth. He's made the most, again, another undrafted free agent, a guy who's, I think, averaging over 60-some catches, you know, the last year or two, from the slot primarily. And with some of the younger receivers we have outside with size, speed, and athleticism, being inside, playing that, doing that little tougher grinding type stuff to dig out the first downs on third downs, I think something that gives us a lot of depth and an opportunity to kind of keep moving the sticks and allows you to take more chances on first and second down the field if you feel comfortable about your third down situation, especially in the slot receiver.
Bernie, great as always, and we will do this again next week, my friend.
Sounds good, bro.
He is Bernie Kosar joining us on the Revel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We have got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The best deals of the year have been extended at Liberty Ford. Get 0% financing for 60 months on our huge selection of 2013 Fords. Or lease the best-selling Fusion or Escape for only $189. Your choice, only $189. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Mayo Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
just got hotter in Medina. At Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for over 20 flavors of award-winning sauces, voted Best Wings USA. But there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, sandwiches, salads, signature drinks, and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, including all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday and 60-cent bread and boneless wings on Wednesday. Great times, great food. Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, now open at 4094 Pearl Road in Medina.
Browns fans, unite! Season tickets are on sale now. Purchase your season tickets today and be a part of the tradition of Cleveland Browns football live at First Energy Stadium, home of the Cleveland Browns. Great seat locations are open in the general seating bowl and club level. For more information on becoming a new Cleveland Browns season ticket holder, visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. That's 440-824-3434.
For your cooler and charcoal budget, for depositing $100 from Section 100, for being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere, and Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
For those times when that runaway mattress turns I-5 into a parking lot, you'll be stress-free in the NASA-inspired zero-gravity front-row seats of the all-new Nissan Altima. When gas prices skyrocket again, you'll be flying high with Altima's outstanding 38 mpg highway. And those times when streaming Pandora turns a trip to the store into a raging rock concert. It's all these times and all those things that make Nissan Altima the best choice. Lease for just $199 per month. Stop at your local Nissan store or choose Nissan.com. Offer ends April 30th. It's times like these. You ought to see Nissan Altima for yourself. Innovation that excites. For well-qualified lessees, $19.99 initial payment on Altima for 36 months. Excludes taxes, title, and license. Finance through NMAC. Take delivery from new dealer stock. 2013 EPA fuel economy estimate 38 mpg highway for Altima 2.5S. Pandora is a registered trademark of Pandora Media, Inc. Call 1-888-858-8319 for details. Ends 4-30-13.
Football Monday. Vic Carucci with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Just kicking off a big week of post-draft discussion analysis with this show. You've heard from the general manager. You've heard from the quarterback. It's time to hear from one of the newest Browns, this segment driven by Liberty Ford. Joining us on the Rebel Wireless Hotline now is one of the newest Browns, wide receiver Devon Best. Devon, first of all, welcome to Cleveland.
Thanks for having me, man. I'm excited. Looking forward to it.
What do you see as your role on this Browns team?
Honestly, you know, whatever the coaches have in store for me, you know, I know it's a young group of guys, young group of talented guys, you know, who had pretty productive seasons last year and kind of have, you know, have some experience, you know, that I can, you know, come in and kind of help. I don't want to say mold the guys, but just help with my experiences and just being able to dissect defenses and help as much as possible.
Yeah, that's been one of the common themes of this really last couple of off seasons, that folks have talked about this Browns team needing some kind of veteran presence in the receiving corps. Do you think you can provide that?
Absolutely. You know, being undrafted and being fortunate to be here first of all, but being undrafted and being thrown right in the fire my rookie year, kind of helped shape and mold who I am as a person and as an individual. You know, we all know how important your repetitions is, and if you don't get the opportunities, you know, it's going to be hard for you to grow as a player. So. I was thankful to be able to be thrown in the fire, and it's helped mold me, and it's helped me become the player I am today.
And how do you do that? Like when it comes to you just say you drew upon a lot of experiences, undrafted guy, fought your way through. You know what it takes, hard work ethic, so forth. But how do you transfer that, those experiences and that knowledge, Devon, to the younger guys around you, like a Josh Gordon, like a Greg Little?
Just coming in and being open, being honest, and like I said, those guys are some talented young individuals, you know. But obviously, they don't have much experience, you know. Taking that extra time in the film room, you know, taking that extra time, whether it's before, or after practice, and working certain techniques, you know, in a route, and focusing on the fundamentals, you know, the details of everything. You know, we all know how talented, you know, everybody else is, and it's. Everybody else, every team is, every player is in this league, you know, and it's about the little things, the small details, you know. So just kind of having that mindset, starting back from, you know, from the basics, from the beginning, and working yourself all the way back up, man, and making the most of your opportunities given.
Let's break down your game a little bit. Really, it looks to me like you have made your mark in this league as a slot guy, and I know you have the ability to do more than that, but that's really been your primary role so far. So talk about what you bring to that and define for me what it's been like for you to work in that role.
It's been amazing, you know. Not taking anything from guys or anybody playing the outside position, but inside is a lot different ball game. You got to be able to, you know, to read coverages on the run. You got to be able to dissect defenses. You got to be able to find the open zones, the open soft spots in the middle of the zone. You know, be ready for blitzes and hots and blitz adjustments. You know, so you got to have your head on a swivel. You have to be pretty sharp mentally and be able to take the time and watch film and be patient with your opponent. You know. A big part of my success has been on third down, you know, and I credit, you know, my coaches who put me in a position to allow me to make the play. And from that standpoint, just me taking my preparation and taking my game and showing up on Sundays, you know. So I take pride in that, you know, and I want the bullseye, you know. My whole career, you know, dating back to high school, that's been something that I took pride in. And it's that, you know, wanting the ball and wanting to be that guy, you know, in critical moments, in critical situations, and I think that's helped mold my career.
Devon Best, new Browns wide receiver, joining us on the Rebel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Well, it's not just young receivers that you'll have around you. You're going to have a young quarterback throwing you the football, and Brandon Whedon, only in his second season. You dealt with a rookie last year in Ryan Tannehill in Miami. Give me a sense from a receiver's perspective, especially a veteran receiver's perspective, of what that's like dealing with a young quarterback, and what are some of the, you know, what are some of the thoughts and adjustments maybe you have to make just because you're dealing with a guy who's still finding his way?
Well, a big part of it is developing that chemistry and that timing during the off season. You know, that's why OTAs and the off season workouts are so important, you know, because they carry over into training camp and then from training camp into the season, you know, and that's how you develop that bond, you know, not only between you and the quarterback, but the team, you know, and everybody. So he's a good player, you know. Ryan Tannehill is a really good quarterback, and he's going to be good for years to come. But I think the biggest thing is obviously giving them the time and giving them the experiences. You know, like I said, in 08, when you know, going in starting as an undrafted rookie, I was thrown right in the fire, you know, and what better way to learn, you know, than to be thrown in the fire, you know. So you know, he's going to get better, you know, and as due time comes, you know, everybody's going to rally around him and rally around whoever the guy is going to be, and make it happen, man.
And Devon, you mentioned a little bit earlier about doing whatever the coaches want you to do here. You've got a couple of very creative offensive minds in Rob Chudzinski and North Turner. How exciting is it to know that they're running things? And would you have an expectation that the routes, the design of the offense, all of those things will be pretty creative?
I'm very excited. I've been a fan of Norris since forever, you know, and just looking at his track record and watching what he did in San Diego, you know, they did some very explosive things, you know, and I'm looking forward to being a part of it. Coach Chud, I met him, you know, great guy. I can tell he's very football, very football oriented, smart, you know, and competitor, you know. So with that being said, putting those two brands together with a young team, a young group of good guys, man, I feel like it's a perfect fit for myself, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, Devon, we're thrilled to have you aboard, and thank you so much for taking the time to join us, and I know we'll be doing this again.
Yes, sir. Thank you, man. Have a good one.
All right. He is Devon Best joining us on the Rebel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Shop Liberty for the best selection of pre-owned vehicles in Ohio. Save with hundreds of vehicles priced under 10 grand. 0% APR for 60 months on certified pre-owned Fords. Special internet pricing and more. Make it easy and shop all five of our locations' inventory in one place. LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Nothing stays cold longer than a Polar Pop fountain drink from Circle K. The Polar Pop cups are made of polar foam. It keeps your fountain drink cold longer than any other cup on the planet. Best of all, you can get any size cup for the same low price, just 69 cents. So pour yourself a Polar Pop. Any size cup, just 69 cents every day.
Pour yourself a Polar Pop.
Only at Circle K.
A great way to start the day. Wayne, Christy, Stephanie, and Kenny. Northeast Ohio's favorite way to wake up. Cleveland's own Fox 8 News in the morning.
My Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5353. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket next week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You picked a delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms for mom sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, and will include a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5353.
Pittsburgh International Airport is celebrating year 5 of nonstop Pittsburgh to Paris on Delta Airlines. If you've taken this flight, thanks. You've helped us reach this milestone. If you've not, join the celebration. Book today. Click Save Fly.
Hurt in a car? Call K&R. Kissling, Nestacone, Reddick. Ohio's accident attorneys at 1-800-HURT-NOW.
Are you tired of hearing the term guaranteed approval, guaranteed financing, or guaranteed credit? How about no hidden fees? Only to find out you need to win the lottery to be eligible for the so-called guarantee? Well, at Bob Gillingham Ford, the term guaranteed is what they refer to as to how you'll be treated. They guarantee you'll receive the three pillars of customer service: fair, honest, and open. That guarantee is the cornerstone that has allowed them to serve Northeast Ohio for over 56 years. Start your next car or truck buying experience at BobGillinghamFord.com. See their actual and true photographed inventory, like the stunning new 2013 Ford Fusion. From there, let them show you their guarantee of a truly great buying experience. Stop in and see them, 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma, or call 216-398-1300. That's BobGillinghamFord.com. They're looking forward to welcoming you to the home of the real deal, Bob Gillingham Ford.
It's now your chance to ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic Carucci with you, and your questions, comments via the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages. Let's go to Facebook. Tim said he would rather have had Dee Milner, but still a good pick, meaning the Barkevious Mingo pick. Yeah, there's still some people weighing in, not surprisingly, that the Browns should have gone Milner, should have gone cornerback. And it's not surprising, because that was a lot of the opinion that we heard before the draft. But I'm okay with the with going with the defensive end converted slash outside linebacker. I'm good with that. It's where I was beforehand, and nothing in particular about Milner. I just thought that was the safer way to go. Jonathan says, kind of confirming what I'm saying here via Facebook, he said, this is the first pick I like from the Browns in a long time. Well done by the front office. Hope this continues. Yeah, he was – there was really, I don't think, a great reach opportunity here. I mean, yeah, I guess there's always a reach opportunity at six and anywhere, at one. Picking at six and staying within the cluster of names – this one was there. Deion Jordan was another one, although he goes off at three because of the trade that Miami made to move up to Oakland spot. And Milner, guy, those were in the discussion. I don't think any of them would have been a reach. And my sense was Jordan was priority one, but when he's gone, you have to have your next plan. And it didn't shock me that this was the Browns' next plan. The alternative, too, could have been trade out. And you heard Joe Banner say that emphatically Thursday night and beyond, that had they not had the guy they wanted, trading out was the way to go, and that they had a trade available to do that. Now, Steve from email says, hey, Vic, I like where the Browns are going, but I always say that. Diehard fan here. Okay, disclaimer. Couple questions, though. All right. He says, shouldn't they have grabbed Tyrann Mathieu in the third round? Also, shouldn't they have signed James Harrison before Cincinnati? Better to have him hitting people for you rather than taking out two skill players when you face him. He's still decent, and we have to face him twice a year. Just curious about your thoughts. Well, I didn't like the idea of Matthew. I really didn't, and I expressed that, I know, on these airwaves over the weekend and any other place, any other venue, many venues that we have to discuss this. Too much risk, too much baggage. Not a guy that I want to take the chance on. Arizona decided to. Fine with them. And I don't think it was the good or right fit here. What I like about Leon McFadden, and we've talked about it during the show, is the football IQ, the general intelligence that I think it requires to play. And by the way, this doesn't say Matthew doesn't have that, but I think McFadden brings that and brings some speed, brings some solid put together physique, 193 pounds, really solid guy. Harrison, I wasn't high on the idea of signing him. I think I don't know what he's got left, and I think there's a reason he's out there. The reason the Steelers didn't keep him is not the reason that I want him. So my sense is fine with him. Good luck in Cincinnati, and I don't know how much of a problem he really presents to the Browns there. I want to thank Mike Lombardi and Bernie Kosar. I want to thank Devon Best, Lauren Whitaker, Drew Boatner. I want to thank my outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. Three Deep is next. And we will talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.